This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. How can a Twitter username become a force for good? The answer, when you have the name a huge company really, really wants. Diana Hussein of Dearborn had a very desirable Twitter username, and she wound up parlaying that name into a water donation for the people of Flint. Diana Hussein is with us now. You started your Twitter account in 2009, still pretty early days for Twitter, wasn't it?
Yeah, actually, it was March 2009, and it was early on, and that's exactly why I had even started an account, was just to see what this microblog thing was all about.
And what username did you pick and why?
I picked the username Diet Dr. Pepper because I was just trying to come up with something on the fly, and the closest thing to me was a can of soda on my desk.
And at first, yeah, no one really probably cared much because a lot of companies didn't at that point realize the power of social media the way they do today, right? When and how did you and Diet Dr. Pepper start communicating?
Actually, once more and more brands started getting on Twitter, and I noticed like more soda brands were embracing Twitter, and Dr. Pepper had created their account, I started following them, and they followed me back. And at one point, I direct messaged them in 2013 to see if that they didn't want, in fact, to take over the account, because around that time, I started thinking that I'd probably be better off having an account handle that was more to me. And so we kind of exchanged a few messages at that point, but nothing really came out from that. And long story short, it was in January this year that they had somebody from their team actually reach out to me about the handle.
And meantime, people were saying to you, hey, you know what, you could, there's value to that name. Even though Twitter policy bans selling accounts, there's ways around that, aren't there?
Well, I mean, every time I would tell somebody what my Twitter name was, they would be like, oh, have you talked to Dr. Pepper? You know, you could probably get money. And that's the kind of thing that you just like, oh, you hear about. And then when I actually looked into it, it just seemed a little bit like, oh, well, there maybe are ways around it. But the fact that there are, quote, ways around it instead of just a way to do it, then that seemed, it's a red flag to me as far as, like, ethically speaking goes. And so even at that point when Dr. Pepper had reached out to me, I even just posted a status update on my Facebook. Like, hey, what do you guys think I should do? And, I mean, I got a lot of messages from people like telling me I got a friend who's an attorney and offering me all these suggestions. Everyone was from $10,000 to $100,000. I don't think anyone in their right mind would pay that much money for a branded Twitter handle when you could just do an underscore instead, like, or the real, you know, there's ways around it. I really don't feel like people are quite accurate in talking that way, let alone that, you know, there's a right way to do it anyways.
I love it. And yet the power was always yours, right? Because there's nothing Dr. Pepper could do to get that name from you. It was your call.
Right. Because I wasn't representing anything falsely. I was just tweeting as myself and I was pretty active. So Dr. Pepper couldn't go to Twitter and have them force me to give up the account or anything like that because I wasn't breaking any of Twitter's policies or terms.
So what was your solution? How and why did you land on this idea of helping Flint?
I did realize that it was a unique opportunity. And, you know, while I didn't feel necessarily right about trying to get some money to pocket myself, I started thinking about, you know, how can I utilize this opportunity? And at that time, Flint was really, the stories were just breaking every other day about more and more of the poor outlook, and more stories were coming out of what the situation really was looking like. And I started thinking, well, maybe you could just talk to them about possibly doing some sort of contribution to Flint. Eventually, I came to realize that they do, in fact, own a water bottle company. And when I approached them about it, they were incredibly warm, incredibly receptive, and actually had donated to Flint. But, you know, just they do it on the quieter end because they're not as big of a company as Coca-Cola or Pepsi are. And so they were really helpful, and they, like, laid it all out to me. They were very informative. They let me know just, like, the amount that they contributed and how they did it. And it was really actually kind of, like, uplifting. And then they said, you know, we're willing to add a contribution on your behalf.
What did they offer?
They said a truckload. And so that at first seemed like, okay, what does that mean? And so when they broke it down to me, it was a truckload, which is 24 pallets of water. It is 24 cases of 72 bottles of water.
So bottom line, Flint gets over 40,000 bottles of water. The company gets at Diet Dr. Pepper. And you get to come up with a new Twitter username. What'd you come up with?
I came up with Heya Diana, which is kind of a double meaning, actually, because Heya Diana is in Hey Diana, but it's also an Arabic word. Heya is she is. So that's it.
I love it. So basically, it's she is Diana, Heya Diana. And I bet your family loved this.
Yes, my dad loves it a lot. He's actually quite proud. He commended me for my ethics, is how he put it. And that's kind of a nice thing to hear when your father says, you know, I'm really proud about how ethical you were in your decision.
Diana Hussein, good job turning something as fun as your Twitter username into a force for good. Thanks for sharing your story with us, Diana.
Oh, no problem. Thank you. And hopefully my new followers are going to enjoy my tweets about baseball and my cats.